6F Exercises 2B and 3, page 74.
I am thrilled to have as a guest on Conservation Weekly Jenny Duckett, who has just returned from a six-month research trip to the Galapagos Islands. Jenny, welcome.
Nice to be here.
Now, Jenny, I believe you are here to share a good news story.
Not just a good news story, but perhaps one of the greatest nature comeback stories of modern times. So I've been following up on a project that dates from 2012. At that time, conservationists began an aggressive campaign to poison the invasive rats living on Pinzon Island, one of the smaller islands in the Galapagos archipelago.
How were the rats introduced to the island?
The black rats are believed to have been introduced accidentally in the 17th century when they escaped from visiting whaling or pirate ships. As they had no natural predators on the island to control their numbers, they quickly spread across the whole island.
So how did they impact the wildlife on the island?
The rats eat the eggs of indigenous birds and tortoises that are typically laid on the ground. In fact, they reduced the numbers of giant tortoises on the island, so much so that by the 1960s, it was estimated that Pinzon was home to around 100 tortoises. All were well into old age, and perhaps no tortoises had hatched in the wild for around 150 years.
What has been the conservation plan then?
There have been several initiatives. In the 1960s, the Galapagos National Park set up a comprehensive program to save the tortoises. The first phase involved finding eggs and looking after hatchlings in captivity until they were too big for rats to target. This proved successful as the population nearly tripled over a period of 50 years.
And was anything done about the rats during this time?
Yes, there was one particular volcano that the National Park Service decided to cover with rat poison. It proved very effective in eliminating rats from the area and meant the tortoise population finally had a chance to raise their young in the wild, which they did.
But your research was about the results of phase two of the project, wasn't it?
That's right. In 2012, the project to completely remove the invasive rats from the island began. The program used a type of poison pellet specifically developed for the weather conditions on the Galapagos Islands to ensure that the poison had the best chance of reaching its target.
And you must have needed a good number of volunteers to distribute the poison across the island.
Actually, not that many, as the poison was delivered by drone to very precise and well-targeted locations. This meant we could be far more effective in covering the whole island in coordinated sweeps. We simply would not have had the people power to lay the poison across an island of this size by hand.
And has it worked?
Oh yes. In my time there, 10 new giant saddleback tortoises were spotted in the wild, and there were no sightings of rats. Baby giant tortoises are quite difficult to spot, so there were probably many more. A safe estimate of the number of giant saddleback tortoises on the island is now around 500.
So, a pleasing result?
Definitely. You have to remember that this is one of the longest living species on the planet and can live well over 100 years. So these efforts mean there is a much more promising outlook for this population for a long time to come.
So what's next for you then?
Well, I'll be heading back to the islands in a few months' time for the final phase of the project. Now that the island is rat-free, we have to keep it that way. There is always a chance that rats from other islands could migrate here, so we are going to set up and maintain a large number of poison bait stations around the coast. This will act as a preventative measure against rats reinvading.